Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared 500 years ago, was known, amongst his many other supremely glorious qualities and characteristics, as the ideal preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he taught the Bhagavatam by his practical example. Known as the cream of Vedic literature, the Bhagavatam points directly to pure devotional service unto Lord Krishna. Throughout this great literature, many prayers are offered to Krishna which describe him as the summum bonum of all existence. In the first canto, Maharaj Parikshit, who personified perfection in hearing Krishna Katha, offers wonderful prayers to his spiritual master Shukadeva Goswami, glorifying him as the direct representative of the Lord. The prayers of Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto, after he had seen the Lord face to face, are exalted as being beyond the reach of even the greatest philosophers. The prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev in the seventh canto are especially loved by the devotees, spoken while even the demigods themselves were afraid to approach the Lord in his terrifying form. Amongst the prayers to Lord Krishna in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers by the great devotee Queen Kunti are particularly famous and profound. Kunti acted in the role of Krishna's maternal aunt during his manifest pastimes on this earth 5,000 years ago. Following the great battle of Kurukshetra, by which Lord Krishna established his devotees as the rulers of the world, the Lord prepared to leave Hastinapur and travel to his kingdom in Dwarka. This was near the end of his stay on this earth, and throughout this time the Pandavas, including Queen Kunti, had faced many troubles and dangers. The Lord had guided his devotees through all of them. At this time, Kunti approached the Lord and offered her prayers. Lord Chaitanya, whose biography we are about to hear, relished discussions on topics such as the prayers of Queen Kunti with his intimate devotees, since they reveal the super excellent position of Lord Krishna and his devotional service. The prayers of Queen Kunti are as follows. O Krishna, as the river Ganges forever flows to the sea, let my mind, my being, be constantly drawn to Thee. O most gentle, O original personality, master of the senses, seated in the hearts of all that be, existing both within and without, seeing all but seen by none. Unto you I offer all my respects. O Krishna, O soul of the universe, beyond the range of our perception, covered by the curtain of misconception, we are bewildered by your movements. Though you work, you are inactive. Though you take birth, you are unborn. And though you descend amongst men, sages, animals, and aquatics, you are the transcendent reality. And although you are unknown above all that be, you reveal yourself to the surrendered souls who worship you in the core of their hearts. Unto you I offer all my respects. O Krishna, O eternal master and friend, once when you were a small child, your mother Yashoda took a rope to bind you. Your perturbed eyes filled with tears, and though fear personified is afraid of you. At that moment, you were afraid. How can I understand these things? O my Lord, I offer all to you. O Lord, whose glance is as cool as a lotus, who protected us from a great fire, from a poisoned cake, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly of the Kurus, from sufferings in exile, from a fierce battle, and from a devastating weapon. You befriended us and stayed with us and guided us through all tribulations. I offer myself and whatever I have unto you. My Lord, your loving kindness and mercy often come clothed in strange guises, enveloped in a shroud of tribulation. Yet our journey through life is made easy by these hardships you provide. O Lord, let us not falsely claim that this world is our home. Let us not ever forget that this place is full of danger. But let the calamities come again and again, that we may remember you and meet with you again and again. For by remembering you, we no longer meet with repeated birth and death. O Krishna, those who always hear your glories, who always repeat your glories, who always see you in all things, and who always take pleasure in your pastimes, certainly find shelter at your lotus feet. My Lord, you can be easily approached, but only by those who are exhausted with sensual pleasure, unimpressed with opulence, unimpressed with fame and wealth, with prestigious birth, with scholarship. Only by those who are finished with idle talk, finished with mundane beauty, finished with all forms of religiosity. My Lord, I am not afraid to be abandoned by luck, by good fortune, by friends or relatives. I am not afraid to be handled roughly. I am not afraid to wander the streets homeless like a beggar. I am not afraid to be cast away, condemned, quarantined, or exiled. O most gentle, most holy, most merciful Master, help me, prepare me. Do whatever is necessary to render fit this unworthy soul for entrance into your eternal abode. Before we begin the narration of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we offer a short life sketch of its author, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. One of the principal associates of Lord Chaitanya, Srivas Thakur, had three brothers. One of his brothers had a daughter named Narayani. Narayani's son was Vrindavan Das Thakur. As a result of her great piety, Narayani would get whatever remnants the Lord might leave after eating, even though she was an unschooled little girl. Indeed, it was by the mercy of the Lord's prasad that Vrindavan Das Thakur took birth in the womb of Narayani as the incarnation of Vyas. While Vrindavan Das was still within the womb, Narayani became a widow. She lived in great hardship and poverty in a small room in the home of a poor Brahmin. When Vrindavan Das took his birth, it was 4 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Vrindavan Das soon began his studies. Vrindavan Das was barely 20 years old when Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. Soon thereafter, he accepted initiation from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Sri Nityananda's eternal servant. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, has said, "O devotees, just read Chaitanya Bhagavat. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hearing this book will diminish all misfortune. By reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna." He continues, "If even a great atheist hears Chaitanya Bhagavat, he immediately becomes a great devotee. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. I offer millions of obeisances to the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Vrindavan Das's book was originally called the Chaitanya Mangal. It is said that Srila Lochan Das Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj gave it the name Chaitanya Bhagavat. Others feel that Vrindavan Das himself renamed his own book. Finally, Krishna Das Kaviraj offers a poem at the lotus feet of Thakur Vrindavan Das. "Krishna's life was written in the Bhagavat of Vyas. The Vedavyas for Sri Chaitanya was Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das has called his book the Chaitanya Mangal. Whoever hears his book, no grave misfortunes shall befall. Who reads it knows the glories of Chaitanya and Nitai, and knows what Krishna Bhakti is, and how it is, and why. His book contains the essence of the holy Bhagavat, and shows what Krishna Bhakti is and what Bhakti is not. An atheist who hears the Thakur's words will soon relent and join the ranks of saintly men whose souls are heaven sent. No ordinary man can sing of God as he has sung. The Lord himself has spoken through the Thakur's holy tongue. I bow a million times before the holy lotus feet of Sri Vrindavan Das, whose verses are so sweet. That one who reads them shall be freed from this dark mortal earth. I bow a million times before the place where he took birth."